August 6th. Jesus says, "My blood, called down by my enemies and accusers upon themselves with wrath, has not lost its twofold qualities of forgiveness and condemnation. The centuries pass, daughter, but I and all that is mine remain in an eternal present. In the hour of darkness, when only the purple of my divine blood shone like a lighthouse wanting to save the human race, but seen only by a few, what is repeated over the centuries, and will be repeated, as long as the earth exists took place. Shed with infinite love, it produced miracles of redemption wherever it found love, but became a condemnation upon whoever responded with wrath and hatred to the sacrifice of a god. But what do you say about it? I was God, and the prophets had announced my coming, and the miracles worked by me had corroborated their word, and I myself had confirmed my divine nature in an hour of extreme judgment in which the accused one does not lie. And yet they killed me. They, those enemies of Christ, do not have the excuse of not knowing who the one they were accusing and seeking to slay was. And their condemnation was thus more severe, for, always remember, more is required of the one to whom more love, benefits, and knowledge are given. The idea of my goodness must not exonerate you from the duty of respect. But now as well, my daughter, isn't it the same now as well? The world, now as well, is not ignorant of the fact that to be saved, to be in peace, to be happy, my help is needed. Well then, what does the world do? It accuses me and curses me. It accuses me of not loving it, of being cruel, of being indifferent, and it curses me for these sins for which I am not to blame. What of it? How can the world accuse God? How can man curse God? Like an ant trying to overturn a massive mountain are the foolish efforts of the man who hates God. He does nothing but ruin himself and fall in his sacrilegious attempt. This is for those who are the modern grandsons and granddaughters of the distant Jews. The others, for their part, the least blameworthy in the mass of the blameworthy, do not curse and accuse openly, but they do not pray with trust, do not live with sacrifice, and do not love with ardor. They are little engines still well moved by the spiritual mechanism, but without their own force for motion. They are waters moving under the push of centuries of Christianity, but moving only for this reason, not by their own will. And, like all waters, having arrived at a flat plain, and too far from a mountain spring, they stagnate from excessively slight movement, becoming corrupted. It is not by getting corrupted, or by rebelling, that one saves the world. And in truth I tell you that, if greater evils do not come to this poor human race for which I died, it is certainly not, thanks to soulless prayers, and banal lives. But those who save the world and until now have saved it, are the few in whom my blood has worked the miracles of love, for it has found them to be cups of love raised to heaven. However, with great sorrow I see that these creatures in whom love develops are becoming fewer and fewer. The victims. My victims. Oh, who will give the Redeemer, the great victim, an army of victims to save the world, which accuses God of sin, and does not consider that its misfortune comes from man's, having sinned against God and against man?